So anyway, Rudolph is now stepped forward. He's going to say something. And I just said, can I look at the engine? I said, yeah. So I get up on the platform and I take a closer steps to it. I get about maybe 3 feet from it. And then the first thing I notice is there's my silhouette on the side of it. Now, what I've been telling you through this whole thing.
No shadows.
And I'm going, wow. And I'm looking around and up and down and I don't see any light fixtures. So I wave my arms and guess what? The shadow is about a half second behind me before it catches up. And I'm going, so I start walking down and it catches up and I'm going, is this alloyed heat sensitive recognition alloy? Is this thing picking up some kind of thermal radiation off of me? This is incredible. I said, we don't have any alloys like that. And the color of this thing, only some people our age would remember this. Remember methylate?
Yeah.
And mercurochrome?
Yes.
And you ever seen it in the sunlight, that look? And for people who don't know what we're talking about, have you ever seen a tailpipe of a motorcycle as chrome and it's burnt on the end and it gets that rainbow-looking color?
Mm-hmm.
It's iridescent. This whole thing was like an iridescent rainbow-colored device. And I'm sitting there going, wow, it's just not painted. It's actually the color of the material. And that's another thing. I don't know how that could even be done like that.
Was it solid or was it kind of spongy?
Oh, no. It was hard as diamond.
It was, okay.
And, but this is where it really gets weird, if it ain't strange enough already. I turn around to the Rudolph and I go, could I please crawl up on top of this thing and look in the damage area? I just had to know. Because when I built my engine, I know how my area is so small, we would have to sometimes use microscopic processing just to get things built. This thing's so big, you could crawl in it. And I'm sitting there going, I've just got to look inside. So Rudolph, the colonel didn't want it. Rudolph said, yeah, go ahead. So I turn, and there's these vent-type things which look like it'll be perfect to crawl up on. And I don't know what half the stuff is on this engine does because, quite frankly, it looks alien. And so as soon as I touch the engine, the first thing I notice, it's warm. And I'm going, how could this much metal be warm and it's this cold in the room? And I'm looking around, I see no power cables, so how is this thing generating?
Yeah, and it's not fired up.
No, and I'm sitting there going, my God, it's as warm as my own body temperature. I'm going, gee whiz. But if that didn't catch your attention, it's wherever your skin is touching it, you get this terrific-looking cascade waveforms that cascade down its body coming off your hand. And it kind of looks like, you know, the sand that you have and the wave thing that you play with on a desk?
Sure.
It would wave like that. And it was a kind of a blue-white, real nice-looking swirl. And I let go, and it would dissipate, and I put it back on. It comes on. I'm going, wow, this is too cool. So we crawl up on this thing. I notice where my feet are. There's no waves because I have shoes on. So it's got to be a flesh contact. And I'm going, man, how does this thing do this, and why is it doing it?
Your brain must have been going a mile.
It was all I could do, just to breathe. And so I get up on top of this thing. I'm walking down it, and the outside part runs. It's got like a dorsal fin look to it, and it's like vertebrates. And I'm stepping over them, but this thing's big. So I get to the damage area, and I look down inside, and oh, man, there is just some fabulous-looking stuff.
Now, let me ask you for a moment, David. This wasn't a craft by itself, was it?
No, this is a power plant.
This is just the engine portion.
Right.
Okay.
And that was a very concerning point to me, because that led to an argument, which just about get ready to ensue here. Because I get to the point where it's damaged, and then the colonel asked me, could you explain to us exactly how the firing sequence occurs in this thing, especially at that damage point?
I would have said, wait till the guys come back from vacation, the guys that built the thing, right?
Actually, I just cut to the chase. I just went, well, I'll tell you what, this thing isn't ours, and it's not theirs, the Soviets. As a matter of fact, it's not even from the neighborhood, is it? I said, where is this thing originated from? And I asked him, I said, this is a power plant. It came out of a very large craft. Can you tell me where the craft is? It probably had a crew. Where is the crew? Have you pickled those people? And I said, on top of that, well, I don't know how old this is. Did you guys find this thing, digging out this big cave. And another thing, what'd you do with all the dirt? You ever thought about that?
And you're just like going crazy.
Yeah,
here.
I'm just now, it's all pent up, and I'm going, and everyone's questions are real uncomfortable. And I'm going, and somebody explained to me, how's the damn lights work in this place? And I said, there's something going on here, and I tell you, I've seen enough already. I am totally pissed off because you people are sitting on something that everybody on the planet should know. And what are you trying to do? Are you trying to reverse engineer this thing? Do you want me to sit here and try to tell you how this thing works? You obviously, you can't figure it out. I have a similar design. You're trying to figure out how in the world did I ever get this far with it. So now you got me and my rocket up on the desert floor up here, and now we're on your base. And I said, well, just exactly what are the intentions here? And, well, that's when everybody started getting angry.
At you?
Yeah.
They're not fighting amongst each other?
No, it's like an oops thing.
Yeah.
And except Rudolph is smiling.
Now, at this point, has it crossed your mind that this could be extraterrestrial?
Oh, not even could be. It absolutely is. There's no way in God's earth we could have built anything like this. The manufacturing process was completely out of our grasp. There's nothing in existence. Even in the Black Op operations, except that facility had things going on like I just couldn't explain.
Well, David, I've got to ask you, where was the rest of the craft?
I have no idea. I never found out. And a better question, were the occupants?
Oh, and the occupants.
I'd like to know more about that. And
was this part of the Roswell crash? Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't think those craft were that big, though.
Did they shoot it down, or did they find it digging it up? Is it a few years old? Is it a million or several billion years old? You don't know. There's so much there you don't know. All you do know, it doesn't belong to us, and they're trying to figure out how it works. And they obviously didn't. It doesn't belong to us, or they wouldn't keep asking me fundamental questions of how the thing works on a simple fundamental principles.